It went well. I think, I think all in all, it was a good workout, a lot to improve on still. But overall, it was what I wanted to get out of the day.
What was your goal going into pro day?
My goal was to come out and run a fast 40. I felt like my 40 at the combine in Indy was a little slow. I feel like I'm definitely faster, so I think I accomplished that today. And then also just to come out here and just show my athletic ability in the position drills and being able to, you know, track the ball, show I have good ball skills and things like that.
What was your 40 time, do you know?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I got to go ask, but it felt faster. It just felt a little faster. So hopefully it's around a low 4 or 5.
Justin, what was it like going through those drills there, tracking the ball? And do you know who that was who was running you through those drills?
Yeah, so Coach Williams from the Detroit Lions was running us through the drills, and it was good. It was good. It felt great. I mean, that's the only aspect of, like, football we actually get throughout these, right, you know, pro days and running the 40. So, you know, it's nice to just go out there and compete a little bit. So it was good.
And is there any specific training you do for a pro day and a combine that helps you get ready for these types of drills and everything like that?
Yeah. All the drills that you work on after you leave here from the postseason is it's all kilted towards that. You have your shuttle, you have the position drills. All that is movement, seeing how you fluctuate in your hips and things of that nature. So it all ends up tying together. So it was good to just get after it a good bit.
It's a good feeling knowing you can play next level.
Yeah, no, it's a great feeling. Just the opportunity is all you want, and this right in and of itself is an opportunity. So, you just take the blessings as they come and just keep moving forward.
What do you talk about? What do you talk about to other athletes, other teammates who have been through this process? And what do you learn from that?
I just asked them what they went through. You know, the guys that came before, and what are some learning curves that they could throw me and probably help me in a better transition from football to the combine and pro day to back to football. You know, like what worked for them, what didn't work. What do you think I can improve on? Things in that nature, and then anything that I learned that helped me throughout my time period in this process, I would definitely pass on to the younger guys, and kind of keep that tradition going.
When you go through such specific drills like that with the guy from the Lions, and he's giving you pointers out there and stuff like that, does that sort of make you feel like, oh, well, this is some serious interest here?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, anytime you have NFL teams showing up to want to work you out, I mean, that in and of itself is a great opportunity to, compete and show what you got. But yeah, no, it's definitely a great feeling knowing that, a coach wants to work you out, see what you got, so you just want to go out there and give it your best.
Do you think about the draft coming up?
Yeah, all the time. Dream about it. Really excited for it. Yeah. Yeah.
And where are you going to be on that day?
I'm going to be back at home in Stuart, Florida, just sitting on my family room couch with a few family and friends, just waiting to hear my name called or where I'm going to be.
Do you know how many people are going to be with you that day?
It's just going to be close friends and family as of right now. Maybe if I have an opportunity, if I get drafted the next day to, have a little, a little something with, with like the community that's been behind me this whole time, supporting me, then we'll definitely do that. But as of, draft day goes, probably just friends and family.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Really appreciate
you, right?
It. Thank you so much.
So you've spent most of your time this year at safety, time in the pass with corner as well. Do you have an idea where teams are seeing you right now?
I think as of right now, most teams are seeing me as a safety. But I think, playing corner in the pass and a little bit of nickel shows my versatility. I'm not just a 6'2", like, stiff safety. There definitely are some aspects of my game that can be developed. But all in all, I think my versatility shows up on film. And, I think teams can use that versatility and, and at the next level. And so, but to answer your question, I think safety is mainly what they're looking for.
Any teams in particular reach out to you so far today or in the
past? I pretty much have had conversations with all 32 teams. It's almost mandatory at the combine. So, as far as like who showed more interest, I can't really tell. They have good poker faces. they all ask the same questions and, just want to get to know your background, talk a little football. But all in all, it's been a really great experience.
Saw you talking to the Giants, Scott, I believe, over there. Did he say anything specific to you today?
So that was just one of the meetings that I had. Sat down with him and a few other coaches. We talked a little football, talked a little past life. Just wanted to let me know that I did a great job in the interviews. I think he's part of like the scouting director crew. Not really sure what exactly, but he just wanted to let me know that I did a great job. Didn't get, really get a chance to talk to him after the combine, so yeah, that was how that conversation went.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no, thank you guys.
All right, thanks.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you, sure.